This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Buddy, thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. It's my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same station. Or if you're listening via GCN Live, we welcome you with open arms. Auto World has been around since 1992, so quite a long time. And of course, along the way, I've been the host of many other programs, including Motor Trend and Motor News Weekly and Inside Classic Cars, just to name a few. But this is the show that I own. This is the show that I have been doing nonstop since 1992, and we have taken some of those old Motor Trend stations and Motor News Weekly stations and turned them into Auto World stations. So thank you so much for being a part of that. And this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He's the official car enthusiast, Jeep enthusiast, the car guru of all things J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts, Rob Molnar. And Rob has arranged for a special guest or two to join us here on the broadcast, and can't wait to talk with Rob. In the meantime, if you would like to talk to us, we've got a toll-free number awaiting you. It is 855-660-4261. Andy is answering the phone, so if you have any questions during this hour, don't be a stranger, or email me up at bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go out to Southern California and bring forth one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, great supporter of the program as well, J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Rob Molnar. Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. I don't know how you top yourself with these intros every time, but they just keep getting better and better, so thank you.
Well, thank you, my friend, for all your support. And that's what folks have to realize. In order to have a show like mine, we need to have sponsors. So if it wasn't for Rob and some other great folks from Haynes and from Amsoil, I would not be on the air. So thank you, Rob, for that. I appreciate it so much. Tell us a little bit about who you've got joining us here today.
Yeah, today I was able to get, speaking of artists and patrons, I've got not just a good friend, but a gentleman who is just a powerhouse in automotive art and illustration, has helped us out over and over again with our the different livery on the J.C. Whitney vehicles that we've built these last few years. You and I have been chatting. Paul Leggett is just a great friend, a great artist, and is constantly pushing the boundaries of what we can do with our vehicles. And he's also been working on some other really interesting projects I thought you would have some interest in. So I was able to get Paul to join us this morning.
Well, we want to welcome Paul to the broadcast. Paul, thank you so much for being here.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about your automotive background. Have you been a lifelong car enthusiast? Did it start as a boy? And tell us a little bit about your early years, as well as the car that you learned to drive on.
Yeah, started when I was a little kid. I think any kid growing up in the early 70s, you know, once you saw the movie Le Mans and James Garner in the movie Grand Prix, you're a bit hooked. So I think somewhere around 6 years old, I started drawing cars and never stopped. And luckily, I've turned that into not just a passion, but a career. Been very fortunate to work on a lot of fun projects over the year and years. Yeah, and the first car I learned to drive on, I have to think about that one, but my best recollection, it would have to be a Mercury Monarch.
Oh, sure. Based on the Granada platform, yeah. And what was the first car that you actually owned, Paul?
First car I actually owned was a 1972 Volkswagen Beetle, and it was a stick shift. I was 17. I didn't know how to drive a stick shift. My dad drove it home, and I was excited to show my friends. My dad was busy, so my brother hopped in, showed me how to drive the stick, and 5 minutes later, I was just racing out of the neighborhood. So,
that's great.
First stick.
Lots of folks share that with you. Lots of folks' first car was a Beetle. Let's talk a little bit about your association with J.C. Whitney. Before we get into it, though, I always like to ask the guest that Rob brings us from time to time here on the broadcast about their first recollection of J.C. Whitney. For me, I was a kid and started getting the catalogs and it started at a really early age. How about you?
Yeah, you know what? That's funny that you say that. It was something that I saw, and it never was something that I related to. But I saw the catalog the first time across the street when I was a kid. I had a neighbor, Larry Anderson, who was a off-road racer, and his garage was, you know, basically his catch-all, and there'd be stacks of parts and different catalogs, and I believe J.C. Whitney was one of those catalogs.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, Rob, tell us a little bit about the first project that Paul worked on for you guys.
Well, you know, I've been working with Paul. I've been fortunate to be working with Paul for, I think, about 15 years. And the very first project that I can remember collaborating on was an award that we did at European Car Magazine. And he put together, of course, as always, and he doesn't curse me in front of me usually, but he might be cursing me behind my back. Usually my budget was tiny. The timing was ridiculous. And he just made it look so easy and came up with this really cool trophy that, as I remember, was translucent. It had, I think it was for the 1.8T challenge that we did at European Car, and it had a really cool ghost of a motor inside of the actual, what was that, acrylic, I think, Paul?
I don't know, Rob. I blocked it out.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. That was the first one, and he just cranked those out quickly and efficiently. And what I've learned in the art business, and I think a lot of other trades, is that there are a very select group of people that can meet the budget, the timing, and do it mostly with a smile. And then there's people that will just kind of string you along and never, you know, get even close to what you really want. And Paul, very fortunately for me and for the projects we've done together, is the top of the class in that first category. So most recently, he designed new livery for what we called the Centennial Jeep, which was red, white, and blue. We called it Captain America because it's very, you know, very red, white, and blue. And so we went with a slightly more menacing version that I'm calling Blackbeard now, that still has some red, white, and blue elements, but has a nice big black front grille bumper look to it. So from the road, it looks a little more like maybe it's after you. So we like the look of that. That's Blackbeard, and that's the latest project that I've worked on with Paul.
That sounds great. Paul, sounds like that project and some of the other stuff you've done for J.C. Whitney has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really has. It's been in a direction that I normally don't get into. Mostly the stuff I do is in Indy cars and a bit in NASCAR and American sports car racing. So off-road is a little different.
Absolutely. Hold that thought. We're up against a break, but we're going to be back with lots more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Gotta keep moving on. you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back up.
Whoa.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're live all across North America, great radio stations, and we appreciate all those wonderful affiliates. Hello to everybody listening down in Alabama on the great station owned by Motor Mike Wallace. We want to say hello to everybody listening down there in Fort Payne and everybody listening also in Massachusetts on WCCM in Salem, Massachusetts. We've got two great guys with us. We've got Rob Molnar, our co-host for this hour of the program, regular contributor to the show. He is the go-to guy, the automotive enthusiast, the car guru of all things for Jeeps and otherwise for U.S. Auto Parts and J.C. Whitney. And Rob has arranged for a very special guest to be with us for this hour, Paul Leggett. And Paul is telling us all about his background and his early workings with J.C. Whitney and some of the other work that he's done over the years. And, Paul, before the break there, you were saying that a lot of your work prior to working with J.C. Whitney was working with racing machines. Tell us a little bit more about that and also a little bit about some of the illustrations you did for my alma mater, Motor Trend.
I was fortunate enough and still have a working relationship with Paul Fanner in Racer Magazine. Started working with him in 1995, somewhere about out there. And he always had interesting projects come through. I was an art director for his magazine, but we always had special projects coming in, and some of those special projects were designing track logos or race event logos. I'm fortunate enough to say that I'm the guy who designed the current Watkins Glen logo and a few of the Daytona 500 logos, 2008-2009, around that era.
That's great.
Yeah, and then we did a lot of stuff with Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and I still have a working relationship with them, and I was fortunate enough to have them give me a call one day and ask me if I would like to design a program cover for the Indy 500, as well as their inaugural road race the same year. That, I believe, was in 2014, not too long ago. And then, as you asked about Motor Trend, Mike Royer, a good friend now, every month he feeds me work. It's basically the new cars that come in. He has me do a clean tech drawing. You can usually find those in the back of the book.
That's great. No, that's fantastic. And what a honor that must have been to work on the Daytona 500 as well as the Indianapolis 500. That's kind of a dream for lots of folks. And being an artist, being able to get your hands on and get into something with such heritage, that must have been really exciting.
Oh, sure. Talk about two of the biggest events in North America, and to be able to do something for both. To this day, it still gives me chills that I was able to accomplish that.
Rob, that sounds like a pretty cool gig, doing that work for both Daytona and for the Indy 500, and definitely a dream job for lots of folks.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun watching Paul's career grow and the skill and the artistry of what he does and the fact that he works in so many mediums. But these are very high profile events that he's creating, the identities for. So I've enjoyed that quite a lot, and watching him grow on Facebook, for example. He does something called a doodle. I'll let him tell you more about that, but he's kind of created this new, really unique way for a lot of fans of different, I'll say, historic racers to have something, wrought by hand that is illustrated by somebody who really knows the subject matter. But, going back to Wrench and Ride and what we're doing there, the Jeep is really one of our identifiers of what we're working on, and the fact that Paul was able to take the previous design, and we kind of wiped the Jeep clean, and he came up with this new, very different design, is just another hallmark of his skills to be able to kind of refurbish the Jeep and make it look completely different. Nobody said, hey, is that the Jeep from last year? They've all said, oh, you guys got a new Jeep. When we've been at, we were at Texas last week for our first event, and everybody said, oh, we love your new Jeep. And, you know, you don't want to say, oh, well, it's the previous Jeep with, you know, some new stuff on it, but no, it looks completely different. And, the graphics really, echo that dynamic of it.
Oh, that sounds absolutely terrific. And speaking of mediums, Paul, tell us a little bit about some of the artistic mediums you work with, and do you have a particular favorite?
Yeah, I do. You know, I've dabbled in paints and actually did some sculpting, but I always tend to go back to simple Conti pencil on paper with markers. It's something that was part of my childhood, and when I was in class and I should be doing my math, I was sneaking and drawing with markers when the teacher wasn't looking. So that's always been kind of the direction I've always felt comfortable and most satisfying doing. And that's still something I dabble in, as Rob was talking about. I do doodles and post them on Facebook. I don't think Rob mentioned it, but my daily job is art directing D-Sport magazine in Fountain Valley. And one evening on a late deadline, kind of just messing around on a piece of paper, drew a picture, posted it on Facebook, and closed Facebook down. And the next morning I had three or four people asking if they could buy it. And so I said to the first person, sure, $100. And it kind of started from there. So as Rob was talking about, yeah, I post pictures that I've drawn on Facebook and at a pretty reasonable price, and they seem to sell pretty well.
That's great. And give us a little verbal description of what these drawings are like.
Well, I'm very fortunate to have a relationship with Paul-Henri Caillé. He's a French photographer who started his career in the footsteps of his father, Bernard Caillé. So I have his total archive of Formula One history at my usage. So I base most of my drawings off of his photography with his permission.
Most of
it is historic.
Hold that thought, Paul. Sorry about the hard network break. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine? Drive your automobile down the highway, man, on the road.
Thanks for joining us. We've got two great folks with us. We've got our regular contributor from U.S. Auto Parts and J.C. Whitney, the one and only Rob Molnar. And Rob has arranged for a very special guest to join us. And what a cool guy you found here for us, Rob. I really appreciate you bringing this gentleman into the mix. Why don't we officially reintroduce him again?
Automotive art extraordinaire, good friend, and constant savior of my bottom when projects look too daunting, Mr. Paul Leggett. How's that?
Very good. Excellent. Your radio skills continue to improve and improve. Very good, Paul. Let's talk a little bit more before that hard network break. You were telling us about your favorite medium and that you have a fondness for photography. And tell us a little bit more about some of the other mediums you work with. And what's the most difficult one?
Most difficult, most challenging, I would have to say sculpting. It's something I tried about 10 years ago. I enjoy. I've done a few fun little projects with, but yeah, I'd say sculpting. So that's my answer.
Yeah, no, that would make sense, absolutely. And for folks who want to check out your latest endeavor, which is just really cool, you're putting stuff out there on the web. Remind our listeners where they can check that out.
You can find it on my Facebook page, simply at my name, Paul Leggett, or Instagram. You can find my Instagram page at plagdoodles, just a letter P, L-A-G, doodles. And as I said before the commercial break, I base all my drawings or doodles off photography from Paul-Henri Caillé and his father, Bernard Caillé. Some of the most amazing Formula One photography. He was there when it all happened, from Jim Clark, Jackie Stewart, Mario Andretti, and through to today. And unfortunately, last week, we lost John Surtees, great driver for Ferrari. And just a few hours after, Paul emailed me a beautiful photo of John Surtees in Mexico City in the early 60s and asked me if I could draw it. And sat down for a couple hours and created it. And you can find that on my Instagram page.
Oh, that's great. And let's talk a little bit more about your work with D Sport Magazine. How long have you been associated with those folks?
I've been with D Sport Magazine now for a little over 7 years. It's one of the most amazing magazines that I think I've ever worked at. It's very unique in the fact that not only does it cover the Japanese import scene, but where I work in the art department, it doesn't stop there. You open up the back door, and we have a full fabrication and machine shop where and dyno, where we can build our own cars. We in our machine shop, we have Magnus Olocker, who used to work over at Cosworth Engineering, and he built just some amazing engines for IndyCar teams and Formula One teams. He even built the winning engine for the 1996 Indy 500 winner. He actually has a ring that they gave him. But when you open up that back door and you see the capabilities of the magazine, it goes beyond print. We can build customers custom engines. It's as you can tell, I'm speechless. I don't know which direction to go in, but it's a pretty amazing place.
That sounds really cool. And speaking of pretty amazing, let's talk a little bit about your own personal car collection. You've got some really cool vehicles to tell us about. Tell us about the BMW first.
Okay, well, let me start quickly with my daily driver, because we were just talking about D Sport Magazine.
Sure.
When I started working at D Sport, I was in a need for a new car, and they kind of swayed me in the direction of a Mitsubishi Rally Art. It's a four-wheel drive turbo, mm-hmm. and a pretty fun car to drive. And with the guys at D Sport, they were able to give me a lot of fun little accessories of. From Eibach springs and white line sway bars to NK wheels and some nice performance tires from Yokohama, and a few other things I have no comment on to make it go a little faster. But yeah, getting back to what you said, the BMW 2002 I have, that was a fun little car that I bought in the 90s. For $300, and
wow!
And between you and I, let's just keep it a secret how much I spent on it, so my wife doesn't find out. but it's been in my stable for 20 years now, and it's pretty much done. It's a really enjoyable, reliable car to build, and I'm happy to see over the course of the last 5 years, looking online, the investment factor's gone up a little bit. And then the last car I have is the one that Rob has been a big help, along with J.C. Whitney. My father-in-law passed away 14 years ago and left the family a 1961 Series 62 Cadillac, and it's one of those dream cars that he left us. It's a New Mexico desert car with zero rust, and it's just beautiful, beautiful condition. But I had that sitting in the garage for a little while. I wanted to do something with it. And one lunch, I was talking with Rob and let him know that I was ready to get going on it. And I was fortunate enough to have him and J.C. Whitney sponsor a lot of the project. You can actually find it on the website of J.C. Whitney. I think we're in the third installment, but we've kind of started at the front working on the brakes and the engine. We're kind of finishing up now with the transmission and the rear end, the axle, and so forth. But I have to thank Rob for all his help on getting that car back on the road.
So it's been great
really
to see
cool.
that big boat get back on the road. It's a beautiful car. Both of Paul's cars are very colorful. The BMW is a aubergine, right? What's it called again?
As the Germans refer to it as Malaga.
Malaga, yes. He's got a very maroonish BMW and then a flat-out purple Cadillac. So whenever Paul drives, he just brings a rainbow of color down the road. But
I'm going to retract on the purple and actually call it more of a dark blue.
There we go. Okay. Bob, if you invite your readers to go to blog.jcwhitney under reviews, they can see what Paul's done with the Cadillac, and he's got some beautiful illustrations that he's done there as well. So I would encourage all your listeners to go to blog.jcwhitney. And if they happen to have a Jeep or truck while they're there, they could enter the Wrench and Ride program. In just a little over a week, we've gotten 700-plus entries, folks that want to get their Jeeps and trucks remodeled and win a trip to SEMA. So we're off to a good start. And the blog just chock full of stories like Paul's Cadillac coming back on the road and he loves to drive it out for lunch and things like that. So we want to encourage people to do that kind of stuff whenever they can.
Absolutely. Guys, stick with me. We're going to take a quick pit stop. When we come back on the other side, more with Rob and Paul, and we'll talk more about this Cadillac. You're going to check it out. Everybody check it out at blog.jcwhitney.com. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-721-4928. That's 1-800-721-4928. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today as we have all kinds of fun with Rob Molnar, the chief enthusiast at both J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts. And we've got an artist joining us, renowned artist Paul Leggett, who has done lots of work for J.C. Whitney and also done automotive art and illustrations for magazines such as Motor Trend, Racer, and D Sport. He's also been working on the graphics for many J.C. Whitney projects and has done work for the Daytona 500, for the Indy 500, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Before the break there, we were talking about the 1961 Series 62 Cadillac that, in conjunction with J.C. Whitney, is being restored, and I went on to the blog and took a quick peek, and boy, as Rob said, this is a beautiful looking vehicle.
It's awesome. It's pretty much breathtaking is what I would say. It's not just, you know, that kind of peak American design, but you know, it's got chrome, it's got acres of metal, it's got big, roomy, comfortable interior. It's just a really striking vehicle. I mean, when it rolls down the road, I think it's got kind of a unicorn feel to it. It's just, there's not a lot of other vehicles like it on the road anymore. And Paul, fortunately, is somebody who likes to take these vehicles out and drive them. He's not, you know, he's not terribly worried about, is it going to get a scratch, or is it going to get some dirt on it. So he takes it out, and it's like a rolling art show when he takes either of his classics out.
That's great. What is the reaction, Paul, when you're out driving this vehicle?
It's just exactly what Rob said it perfectly. You know, as soon as you sit in the car, you know you're sitting in a different era of automobile. Probably, in my opinion, the height of American car design. You just sit behind the wheel before you turn that key, and you, from left to right, you're looking at some amazing design and just every single inch of detail that went into it. And then you turn the ignition, and that big rumble of the V8, and you rev it a little bit, and the car kind of twerks, and it's just amazing. And yeah, as soon as I leave the neighborhood, old and young alike, you know, I'll have the guy walking down the street walking his dog. He'll give me the thumbs up, and I also have that kid on his bike who won't stop and look, and we all know they're looking at something unique that pretty much looks like a rocket ship.
Yeah, it is beautiful, and folks like to check it out. Go to blog.jcwhitney.com. This was posted on October 29th of last year, and Paul, you did some wonderful photographic work with this and taking pictures of all the different parts that you're replacing. Tell us a little bit about that labor of love.
I'm fortunate enough to have a good friend, Steve Lepper, has a garage called Gearheads Garage in Fountain Valley. I let him know that Rob and I were getting this project off the ground and wanted to, you know, just do it right. And so we took our time and we kind of mapped out a strategy of what needed to get done first. Because we're talking about about a 5,400 pound vehicle, I think. So Steve suggested we needed to work on the brakes first.
Good idea.
You want to get it moving, but you want to stop it as well. So I sat down with Steve, and he mapped out a game plan, and he gave me a list of parts, and I sat down with Rob and tried to figure out what J.C. Whitney could help me with, and we kind of took it from there. I wanted to keep it as original as possible. I know, I've seen enough conversions out there where people have gone with disc brakes and different types of modern suspension, but I wanted to keep, you know, the true to what the car was and how it feels like when you're driving down the road.
Yeah, that was a very smart move as far as I'm concerned. And you've got a great illustration here of the braking system and in the way the brakes all work together to bring this large vehicle down from speed. And that itself is a really, really cool drawing, Paul. And tell us a little bit more about Big Lou. You mentioned he passed away about 14 years or so ago.
Yeah, unfortunately he died of cancer, but he had a full life. He was an amazing individual, quite a character. I tell people that on a weekly basis. I let people know that it was his car first. He was a second owner, but if you can imagine, Big Lou, he was a Italian-American raised in Rhode Island, and he had that really kind of gruff kind of Eastern accent with a hint of Italian, very mob-like. He worked as a glazer, setting windows in buildings and as a foreman. So he had a very authoritative voice. And if you can imagine this character retiring and moving to New Mexico, driving a giant 61 Cadillac, you would almost imagine that he was part of the FBI witness protection program. he loved to flaunt his Italian heritage and his cooking, and he was an artist in his own right as well, an amazing sculptor, something that he took up late in life, and he just kind of learned on his own, and he attended a few community college classes and learned how to use bronze molds. And I have some of his pieces in my house right now, beautiful works of art. So, that's Big Lou's car, and I'm keeping it going for him.
That's great. And as you go through the story here on Big Lou's Cadillac, towards the end, get a little glimpse of the BMW parked in the garage. What's the color scheme on the BMW?
The color scheme is like the Cadillac. I wanted to keep it as original as possible. And the BMW calls the color Malaga. But it's more of like a burgundy or a maroon color. So I kept true to that. And the interior is a traditional black. I took some license with that. I didn't go with OEM restoration. I found a great place in Santa Ana that does custom interiors. So, just a little bit of personality of mine has gone into that. It has a just a four-cylinder inline engine, not a TII, just normally aspirated. With Rob's help, I went and purchased a secondhand engine, and it's sitting in D Sport right now. Kind of trying to figure out what to do with it. I know I'm going to make the car go a little faster. I just I'm not quite sure what to do yet. So that's kind of the next project in line after the Cadillac is finished.
And, Paul, we must have you tell us about your garage, which you've done a lot of renovation work. You've got some great posters up and other drawings. It looks really cool.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. If people want to take a look at that, I posted a few of those photos on my Facebook page as well as Instagram at PLAG Doodles. While the Cadillac was gone, I had some elbow room in there to kind of create my dream garage. And also an art studio, a place where I can kind of spread out and keep my art supplies just kind of at hand instead of putting them away all the time. But I have a great passion for all things mid-century and early 60s. So I have a giant James Bond movie poster on one wall, and on the side of the Cadillac sits on, I have a giant 8x12-foot poster of the original Ocean's 11 movie with Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. So I get to hang out with a Rat Pack every night when I'm drawing.
Rob, have you had the pleasure of seeing this amazing garage with the posters on the walls and all the other cool stuff?
Oh, yeah. I've spent quite a lot of time. I helped Paul hang the Ocean's 11 on the wall. It's amazing to watch him work, and I was so enamored with what he did in his garage, I asked him to put up a big movie poster of Grand Prix in my garage. So now I get to look at that when I pull into my garage. It's quite a treat.
Absolutely. Well, they're chasing us out the door. Gentlemen, Rob, thank you so much, and Paul, thank you so much for being a part of Auto World.
Going back to my bags and saying, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is a healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.